In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne the guy gonna have some funny sleep say out his mouth.
Just because I say something you may not agree with doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the Day right there.
the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, October 26th. I mean, it has to go to all you individuals who really don't know the difference between real life and entertainment. I'm not even confused about this. It doesn't bother me in the least bit. I'm just using it as yet another teachable moment to let you all know social media is probably the devil. It brings out the worst in all of us, okay? I did a whole episode about it on my talk show, The God's Honest Truth. The name of the episode is Digital Devil. Every Friday night, 10 p.m., Comedy Central. And you can stream all episodes on Paramount+. This noise around Insecure is just that noise. It ain't about nothing. It's simply what Tristan Harris was talking about on my show. Listen.
It preys on the worst of human nature and vulnerabilities. In fact, the founder of LinkedIn said that every successful social media app preys on one or more of the seven deadly sins. So if the devil is the seven deadly sins, you know, greed, lust, wrath, anger, these are the things that are the powering social media success. Because, you know, how much have you paid for Facebook or Instagram, like, recently?
Nothing.
So then how do they make, you know, billions of dollars? Because we're the product, not the customer. It pumps up our wrath, our anger, our jealousy, our voyeurism, our comparison, because those are the things that work at getting human attention.
That's right. Social media feeds off negativity. All of the seven deadly sins. It feeds off disruption. Drama is an algorithm. And this story is just more of that. See, on Insecure this past Sunday, my good sister Amanda Seales dropping the clues bombs for Amanda Seales. She plays a character. We know the character, Tiffany Dubois. We've been watching her for the last five seasons, okay? Tiffany Dubois is an AKA. On Sunday's show, she was wearing AKA colors, the legendary pink and green, a combination of colors that you would never think go together, but the AKAs make it look fly. Well, I don't know, you know, what sets some of the Soros off. Did I say that right? Is it Soros or Soros?
Soros? It stands both ways.
Okay.
Soros.
I don't know what set some of the Soros off, but they started getting online complaining that Amanda Seales was disrespecting their organization and demanding an explanation or apology. There is nothing I can say in this Donkey of the Day that wouldn't be doing anything but stating the obvious. But can we please go listen to what my good cancer brethren and Amanda Seals had to say? Play the part where she's talking about, she don't know why y'all upset over her being a Sora, or portraying a Sora.
Y'all may have Googled it.
No, the other one. Other one.
I don't know why people keep asking me if I'm a soror. I am not a soror. Tiffany is a soror. Tiffany is a character on a TV show. I didn't write the character. I play the character. I'm an actress. And I'm playing a character on a TV show.
Is it Sarah, soror, or Sarah? Soror. Soror?
S-O-R-O-R.
You spell it for him a million times. He can't pronounce it. Yay!
I'm sure they'll correct us. All I wanted Amanda Seals to say at the end of that was, social media, why are you acting weird with me? I really don't think you all understand the impact of social media on your brain. Social media has removed all separation of state in regards to what's true and what's false, to what's right and what's wrong, to what's real and what's fake. In regards to what's true and what's false, listen to Amanda reference this website called Answers to All. Listen.
Y'all may have Googled it, and then this site, answerstoall.com, answers to some, because you got these answers wrong this time, saying that ain't true. I am not a member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. My school, SUNY Purchase, didn't even have a chapter. By the time I went to grad school, I was too involved in the me, fi, me of it all. But also, they do say here that I won a Pulitzer. So, I mean, who knows? That was a nice mistake. I mean, and I would be honored to be a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, but I simply am not. When I am Tiffany, I do wear the letters with pride and regard and respect for those who did cross the burning sands.
The website Answers to All said Amanda Seals was an AKA, and they say, see, she won a Pulitzer Prize. Neither one of those things are true. Okay, so when you say Answers to All what? Answers to all your confirmation bias. Listen to me. Whatever you think about a person, whatever you think about a subject, you can Google it and something will pop up that reinforces what you believe, period. Okay? That's just the way this thing works, all right? But I just need y'all to understand, acting is acting. Real life is real life. I was talking to folks yesterday and they kept comparing real life situations to Tiffany Dubois' character on Insecure. It was like, remember when Boosie disrespected Kappas and wore a shirt belonging to the members of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity? Yeah, but the difference is Boosie did that in real life. Tiffany Dubois was a character acting. AKAs and all these Greek organizations are corporations. Last time I checked, I always thought that in order for shows to use, their paraphernalia, they had to get it licensed. That's what I always thought. I thought they had to get it licensed or get some type
cleared,
of
right?
get written approval, some type of clearance from said organization. So Sarahs shouldn't be mad at Amanda Seals or Tiffany Dubois. Take that up with whoever runs your organization. Seriously, fraternities and sororities, if you don't want your colors, your shields worn, fictional or otherwise, let it be known then. All right? Raise holy hell with the people from your organization who are licensing this stuff, to be worn, because clearly they had to give Insecure or any other show or film clearance to use it. Also, if you're going to be mad, okay, if you're going to have this anger, this wrath, okay, over, Amanda Seals or Tiffany Dubois, they should probably get zero smoke, because she's not a producer on this show. She's not a writer. She's playing a character, and that character was written by said writer or producer. But let me tell you something. If we've gotten to the point where people are being outraged over what characters on TV shows and films are wearing and are doing, we are in a really bad place in our society. And art and critical thinking skills, as we know it, are dead. Dead! I really pray that y'all start to disconnect from social media more so you can connect with reality. Not virtual reality, the real world. We are losing ourselves, and some of y'all have never found yourselves because your whole life has been this. And I'm holding up a smartphone as I say it. All right? We are past the point of the boy who cried wolf. Okay? We are past the point. We are past that point, all right? Oh, you know what? Apologies. Let me be politically correct. The they who cried wolf, all right? We are past the point. We know what that story is, right? Y'all know the story of the boy who cried wolf, right? When the young boy kept, telling people that a wolf was coming, but he was lying. So when a wolf actually does appear, the villagers don't believe the boy's cries for help and the flock is destroyed. The moral of the story is that liars will not be rewarded even if they tell the truth. No one believes them. That's where we're going, okay? That's where we're going in regard to the social media and social media outrage. If everything causes outrage, then nothing truly matters. Every single day you folks are mad about nothing. So if you are constantly mad about nothing, then when something really pops up, why should we take any of y'all rage serious? Just asking. Just asking. Please give all these individuals who are upset over Tiffany Dubois, okay, being an AKA on Insecure, the biggest hee-haw. And by the way, if she had the character represented AKAs in a bad way, I totally understand y'all outrage. I didn't see that. Did you see that?
Mm-mm. Nope.
I didn't see that. Mm-mm. But hey, I'm not a Greek.
They even shot at an AKA's house.
What?
Yeah, they shot that scene at an AKA's house.
One AKA? All? What you mean?
I guess it was...
Oh, you mean like the houses that they have on campus?
The house that they shot was an AKA's house.
Oh, so they definitely had to have clearance and all that good stuff like that.
Were people mad at Lambda Epsilon Omega?
What that is?
Some old school.
What's old? Oh, you mean like a movie?
Yeah, the movie Old School.
Oh. I don't know nothing about Greeks, man.
With the Godfather.
Which fraternity is that? That's not one of the Divine Nine, though, right?
No, or Lambda, 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 and Revenge of the Nerds?
I don't know nothing about Greeks.
No.
I'm 97% West African, okay?
Yo, shut up.
My people taught the Greeks, all right?
All right, well, let's open up
they
the phone.
They called us Guma Oz the Ba.
Let's open up the
which means wisdom, strength, and beauty.
800-585-1051. For any of the fraternities out there, sororities, any members, call us up. Let us know what you think, all right? 800-585-1051. Let's have a discussion, all right? If you are in a fraternity or in a sorority, what do you think? Right, let's
I just
want
to know. I mean, if like I said, if y'all don't want, you know, your letters and your paraphernalia to be worn, fictional or otherwise, just let it be known and take it up with those organizations. But I would like to talk to some Greeks this morning.
All right, let's do it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.